Blog Talk Radio.
We're nothing.
right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Glory Pope. Minister Derek Tuggins is in the house today.
What's up? Doing all right, everybody. Glad to be back in the house.
And also, Dr. Philip Dukes is kicking in for a second day. I'm so glad you was able to get on the air here today.
I don't go on until about 7 o'clock, so I got a minute.
Hey, I'm glad to be back in the number. I had to thank everybody for their prayers and words, encouraging words during this time.
Amen.
How you doing, baby? Sister Van Peppercorn in the house right here. I just gonna say hello. It's gonna take you to that's my name. Cause I just gotta get to Mr. because he is here. How y'all doing? Everybody in the house. Right here. Sister Van Peppercorn in the house. I know you missed me. Mr. D is back in the house. I just can't believe it.
Well, you know, look, due to circumstances beyond my control. Well, glad to be back in the house with you too, Sister Peppercorn.
Amen.
I know. I went up there. I don't want to let them people on the air know. I went up to the hospital to see him and everything, you know, when he was recovering. Mm-hmm. And bought him a little gift. You know, I had to search high and low for a gift. You know, I was trying to find something to put on his head, but they ain't had them signs no more. They said they don't have those signs. I have to go back a couple years back. You'll find something at the time.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I had to laugh. Anyway, and his wife and stuff was there, you know everything. And she might get a lot. And you might get, you know, you're going to be zombies. I just want to know, cause I'm going to keep up with you, you know. Since you, I would came up there because I didn't want you to get no more trouble.
Look. So, Bishop. So this unknown woman pop up in the hospital room and say she like to got her head bust in the natural, not in the spirit.
Wait a minute. Sister Vanders came up there to check you out, bought you a gift, and she said your wife got jealous. She bought you a gift. What you bought her, Sister Vanders?
Mr. Glover, you know this. You know, you can't just show up places like that unannounced.
That's a public place. You in a public place. You should have got a private room.
Look, you can't just show up and...
I want to know what the gift was. That's what I want to know.
Stay out of my business.
It was two big mangoes.
Oh no! That's all it was. Well, she was trying to keep you fat while you was in there. Two mangoes. Were they ripe or were they rotten?
Was they turpentine or was they Hayden's? That's what I want.
You're not telling me what I bought on the air.
I appreciate the gift.
Trying to get me to go back down to Florida to get them a mango. I'm not doing it.
I appreciate the gift. You know, I just understand people don't have to get you nothing.
Yeah, I know that's right.
That's right.
You're right.
At least she was saying, well, she knows she loves you.
Tell him the whole story. You know I got him more than some mango. Tell the truth and shame the devil. The Lord is in the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't remember that now.
Anyway. Oh, don't do it like that.
You don't have to pick up for me. I done told you. He know what I bought him, and his wife got jealous, and that's all right. You tell her I love her, too, and the Lord love her, too, and whatever I bought is my best.
Anyway,
we got a wonderful, wonderful broadcast today. I tell you, we're going to have an interview with the most sought-after foundation. I'm telling you, the Shaquille Clark Foundation Incorporated in the South. Georgia, I'm telling you, y'all got to get on the air, see some of y'all, but I tell you, you're going to miss out.
Don't miss out on this broadcast. It's going to be good. We got Sister Melvina Clark of the Shaquille Clark Foundation is going to be coming on. We got a lot of things going on. We want to update you all on what's going on. We got one of our partners out of Texas going to be coming on today also. So stay tuned because it's going to be good. We're going to be talking about the communities. And Dr. Dukes, if you want to throw your 2 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents in about these communities and what's going on to help stop all of this crime. This crime is off the chain. Domestic violence, gun violence. Oh, my goodness. Do I have to say any more? It's off the rip. Y'all going to have to check it out. Check it out. But before we get caught, we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to go into this beginning of this broadcast, so we're going to miss what Dr. Deuce got to say in regards to it also. In the name of you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful for being on the air. Another Sunday, Father, it is by thy hand, oh Lord, that this is possible. Father, we thank you that we got Minister D back in the, on the air, fully recovered in
Amen.
The name of joining us. Well, he's been recovered and healed and delivered from something that nobody in the world could have done but you, God, and gave him a brand new heart in the name of Jesus. We just
thank you
for who we are in you and that you continue to increase our broadcast with the listeners. We ask you to continue to bless every home that listen in and every home that don't listen in. Father, we ask you to draw them near, close to us, so that we can get the word out and let them know just what's going on in the atmosphere. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. We ask you to bless our guests today and their organizations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Ooh, ooh.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Before we get crunk, we're going to play a little something. And you know what? I like this song. I'm good. Because I'm good because God is good. You understand? Because God is good, I can be good. Because he lives
sure
in
enough.
Me and I in him. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. Not you. I don't know about you, but God lives in me. Does God live in you? I got a question right. But I'm good. Tim Bowman, Jr. and I. Before we get it,
people say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. To have success, what you gain from all your stress, just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my fears,
so good.
Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good.
People ask me, am I confident? I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta feel yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good
enough to handle my fears, good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, And on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. Come on, let me hear you say, I'm good enough to love myself.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm good. I'm good enough. Good enough.
I'm gooder than good. I'm gooder than good.
Gooder. That's what I'm talking about. So you're good. God. You're gooder. You're gooder.
That's right.
What's gooder? What's a gooder? A gooder. What are you saying? You're on the air. You're talking plain country. That's all right. That's all right. You know what I'm talking about. I'm gooder. Gooder.
Well, I say gooder is better than being better.
Mm-hmm.
Being better. See, we need to go back to school. I see right now some vocabulary going on.
That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, that's all right. You said. Gospel news is in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. And then we're gonna bring in our guest of the Spirit Clark Foundation. Minister D, you want to go ahead and give us your best shot? Oh, no, he just got back. He ain't going to do right. He not going to do right. You need to make sure you take that out before he got on there.
Well, I'm going to turn this article. I got a question. Did God trouble the water, or did you bring the trouble to the water?
See, I told you, he's still healing. He's still healing. He's not ready.
Well, the article is, a crocodile kills Ethiopian pastor during lake baptism.
Uh-oh, it's wrong. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
See how y'all, God can't bless you like that. See how y'all just bust out laughing?
I didn't mean to laugh. I didn't. I really, truly didn't.
A crocodile has killed a Protestant pastor who is baptizing followers near a lake in southern Ethiopia. Now, this minister was conducting the ceremony for about 80 people on Sunday morning at Lake Abaya in Archer Mensch town of Merkeb Tabia district. Residents told the police that a crocodile leaped from the water during the baptism and attacked him. Say the pastor died after being bitten on his legs, back, and hand. Say he baptized the first person, and then he passed on to another one. All of a sudden, the crocodile jumped out the lake and grabbed the pastor. So
they didn't see those. They didn't know that crocodiles were in the water.
Yeah, I mean,
well, see.
Some people are so heavy, they just got to go out in the lake. I don't understand.
I came up in the old church where they baptized you in the big pool behind the choir stand. See, that's why I
That's what I'm
saying. That's right. or if you're in Africa, you dig a hole behind the church or behind the big tree where you have the meeting at. Because wherever you go in Africa, if it's a natural lake, it's just like Florida. You don't go swimming in lakes and ponds in Florida, Louisiana, or
in
Texas.
Alligator Alley.
Members and friends, we're going to the water. We're going to baptize the people in the Father, the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We are going to the water.
Baba,
Take me to the water.
You know, I really, man, stop thinking you're trying to pick at my friend. I'm gonna let him know what you said. I'm gonna let him know that you picking at his tribe. So I'm gonna let him know that.
Bubba,
look, everybody say, take me to the water. Take me to the water.
Okay, see. Okay, that's, thank you so much for that. For the, is that the news for the day?
I'm trying not to know them to
be on
there. It's not gospel news. We got news. Okay, the pastor got hit up by the alligator. That's it. That's all you had to say. Lord Jesus, put
yeah.
strength in the
look,
power of your body.
All I can
Lord
say,
Jesus, we did.
Don't trouble the water.
That's right.
No, that's what. Oh, okay. That's what that
don't
means.
Trouble,
that's why you said don't
right.
trouble the water. Okay, I got you. Okay, I got the idea. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much. Whew, Lord, what's going on? Okay. Anyway, I would like to give you all a little background on the Shaquille Clark Foundation before I introduce this phenomenal lady and woman of God. The Shaquille Clark Foundation, and we got a lot of people listening in. Listen, this is a nonprofit organization, but it's a hands-on organization based right city, in the city, or what's put in the suburbs of Atlanta, in the Henry County area. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. This here foundation is so awesome. And I'm not bragging just because I'm a part of it, but just to sit back and look at what has been going on in a short period of time with this foundation is just phenomenal. Now, the mission of the Shaquille Clark Foundation is, and I'm going to read it off to you, is to provide the necessary tools to see lives change enough to become self-sufficient in a safe, loving environment. They want to help to build up respectable, productive, healthy, crime-free communities that families can get to know and establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Their effort is to offer self-supportive service projects, education, job training, violence, and crime preventive opportunities to provide the necessary tools to see lives change enough to become that self-sufficient person. And I'm telling you all right now, this is something that I like because a lot of people say stuff like this, but they never back it up. There's no action. A lot of talk going on, but nobody does.
Right.
You don't see it going on. You don't see it out in the community. You don't see it happening. But this organization have been doing it. They have been doing it. Boom, boom, boom. Just like they said they was going to do, they are doing it. And I want to just introduce to you all right now the woman that's behind all of this, and we got partners that's along with us. I tell you, we got a team of people, I'm telling you, and they are also people of God, loving children and loving the people of God. So I want you all to welcome Sister Melvina Clark. Hi, Melvina.
Hello, everybody.
Melvin, what's up?
Hello.
No. What's happening?
Good afternoon.
And we also have in our house, which is on the board of the Shaquille Clark Foundation, LaTori Williams out of Irving, Texas. Hi, LaTori.
Hi, guys.
All right. We in half. Okay, I'm good. Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell our listeners what we've been doing. Shaquille Clark Foundation. Let them know just what's been going on and what's getting ready to happen. We are ecstatic about what's going on with this foundation.
Okay. Well, the Shaquille Clark Foundation has been very, very heavily active in the community. Right now we have a summer camp program, where we are with the housing authority, and we have the youth coming in, and what we're doing with them, we are pretty much educating them with the math and reading skills to keep them prepared for when they go back to school so that they will go in. And the reason for us implementing the reading and math and language arts and things like that is because we want them to continue to excel above and not just go back to school when they've been off for all summer and not doing anything. So we want to keep them on the same page. Plus, we also want to keep, you know, that good relationship between the students and the teachers, and so that it wouldn't make it so hard on the teachers having to get the kids back into the swing. So our kids in our camp is going to go back in there ready, prepared, willing, and able. And we're also teaching them life skills. Life skills is just like everyday skills that they would use as far as respect, following rules and regulations, adult authority figures, things of that nature, because we basically want to be a part of the change that we want to see in the community. The reason that I started this summer camp program was because the young man that murdered my son, he stated when he was on the stand asking for to be gotten off for murdering my child was because his reason was because his mom wasn't there. You know, he didn't have a mentor. There was nothing for them to do and things like that. And so 2.5 years ago, God gave me that vision to start that summer camp to be effective in the community. And so when he said that, you know, I prayed and asked God to use me however he seemed fit. And I want people to know that God is real. And if God gives you something, he will. He will come through on it. It's not on our time, but it's on his time. And I remember telling people that, hey, this, you know, we're going to start a summer camp. We're going to start a school that's going to be effective in the community. You know, I thought it was going to be here, but God seemed fit to place us where he needs to place us. And, you know, he didn't let me down. It wasn't the timing that time, but it took structure and it took work and it took all these things to come into place so that we can be effective in the lives and be a part and be the change that we need to see in our community. And so I just thank God for that. We're also still feeding. We still work with the parents as far as providing resources in the community so that we could take the burden off the single moms and single dads that's in the community where sometimes, you know, working a job, minimum wage, or just working a job, period, and you have children, is hard within itself. So we come in and we provide, like, food from the food bank, clothing, gas cards and things of that nature when we have it. We partner with other organizations that could help with rent and power bills and things like that so that we can keep them being self-sufficient, because we don't want somebody to quit their job because they don't have this, that, or the third, or lose out on their housing, because those things cause a bigger problem and a bigger issue, more stress and strain. It begins to turn into crime and stealing and things like that. So we're trying to bridge that gap and stop these things by just being in the community, being active, and providing resources and loving all over people, just letting God lead us where we need to be.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, I think we have
one more part. We have two teachers on the air. We have Latori. We have Jamal, Chris. We call him Mr. Chris. Oh, how you doing, Mr. Chris? I know this you. I know it. I can tell.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yes, sir. We're gonna ask you to throw your two cents in a minute, but we want to hear from Latori, which is coming out of Irving, Texas. I'm telling you, she is the teacher brain that trains the kids and provide all of the things. I want you to tell them a little bit about you and what is your part in the Shakeel Clark Foundation.
Okay, well, a little bit about me. My name is Tori Williams. Ms. Globy is saying that I am from Irvine because I just left Irvine where I organized a music conference, but I'm actually from Houston, and she knows that.
Okay.
And so what I do in Houston, I actually oversee 28 of our 56 elementary schools where I write curriculum, and I oversee the special education department, and I train the teachers. And so for the Shakeel Clark Foundation, I put together a curriculum to ensure that our kids' needs were met according to their ability. So instead of looking at a child and saying, this kid is in fifth grade, let's give them a fifth grade level book, no, we took that curriculum and we made sure that it was tailored towards that individual child, making sure that the lessons were personalized. And so that's what we're doing to make sure that we are enhancing their reading as well as their math.
Okay, wonderful. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, and also we have with us Brother Chris. Could you tell them what you do for the Secure Foundation and what draws you to this foundation to be able to be a part of? Because we are just ecstatic about what you are doing and helping us. Even though you're being a part of the foundation, you also have another foundation that you are a part of. So could you give us a little background?
Definitely. So first and foremost, I want to say, Ms. Globy, man, that introduction, that breakdown that you gave on the beginning, I mean, that was phenomenal. You definitely hit every point with respect to what I've learned about the foundation and efforts that I've seen go forth. You guys definitely have a heart for the community, as do I. So I myself, I don't necessarily classify myself as a teacher. I'm not what you call a certified teacher. I do have experience. I did do some training for Verizon Wireless Customer Service. I also did, at one point in my life, teach and train individuals how to drive commercial vehicles.
Brother Chris, you're kind of breaking up, baby. Kind of breaking up. You're kind of breaking up.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Just kind of breaking up a little bit. Going kind of fast. Okay.
All right, y'all. Tell me that's better.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So, once again, Ms. Globy, I wanted to just acknowledge you for the introduction that you gave about the Shakira Clark Foundation. And as I've been a part of it thus far, you guys have definitely stood on that mission statement that you gave in the beginning of this conversation. Now, you guys have partnered with me. I'm with a nonprofit called Men of Standard out of Griffin, Georgia. And not to get into them, because that's not what this phone call is about, but we also have a heart for the community. Now, with the Shakira Clark Foundation, my effort in the partnership with Men of Standard and Bridging the Gap with the Shakira Clark Foundation is just being coachable and understanding that there's power in numbers and that we cannot do it alone. It'll never be able to get done alone. So I completely stand behind Melvina and where her heart stands and her intentions with regard to the community. I'm completely humbled and blessed to have the opportunity to serve the McDonough Housing Authority community as far as the kids and the families are concerned. Melvina, me and her spend a lot of time on the phone just planning and talking and strategizing on ways to be more effective and to grow, because we all can always use some growth, right? So I appreciate her for allowing me the opportunity just to be a part of something that's so near and dear to her. You know, my goal, once again, is just to stay coachable and continue to help her. So I definitely salute the organization. Definitely stand by everything you stated at the beginning of this call. So I appreciate being a part of it, for sure.
Thank you so much, Brother Chris. Thank you so much, because, you know, Melvina has had this dream, and ever since she had so much many things going on in her life, and I want to tell a little bit of her testimony as to why she started the Shakira Clark Foundation, and just being a part of this have really opened a lot of doors and eyes for me, myself, because I was found myself standing in the midst of a murdered relative. My grandson was murdered. Her son was murdered. She had other family members that were murdered. The gun violence is out of control. And we decided to try to do something about it. When she decided to try to do something about it, I joined on the bandwagon because it would just seem like the right thing to do. And God had placed something in me to continue to go forward, even though we come up through trials and tribulations and people blocking you and knocking you. When God put something together, can no man put it down? Because I tell you what, when God say it, it's going to be done, it's going to be done. And I believe that this foundation is off to a very good start, and we are being blessed all the way around, and God is on our side. So I want, Melvina, I want you to tell a little bit of your testimony so that people can get an idea just why you started the Shakira Clark Foundation.
Okay. In 2014, 2015, the end of 2014 into the beginning of 2015, I lost six family members to gun violence, which consisted of my mother, my sister, my oldest sister, my oldest son, a grandmother, an aunt, a best friend, and the list goes on. And so the reason for me starting it, I want people to understand this. I started because we have to be effective in the community. And a lot of times people change the laws and want to change this, but sometimes we have to dig a little deeper. We got to look behind who pulled the trigger. Guns don't kill people. It's the people behind the guns that pull the trigger.
Yes, yes.
And with that being said, mentally, you have to get into their minds, and you can change these things by getting into their mind. You know, we'll never be able to take the guns off the street, but if we mentally get inside of their minds and educate them, we have to bring the love back. There, people are hurting people because there's lost love. There's no love of God instilled in people. People are doing it out of jealousy, you know what I'm saying? But we have to go in, and that's where we can't keep blaming it on mental health. We can't blame it on the guns. We can't blame it on the gun laws. We can't keep trying to find somebody to blame it on. We got to come up with a solution to the problem, and that's where I'm at. You know, we can't keep attacking the NRA or all those people, but go to them with a solution. Help us put into these educational pieces. Give us funding for it. We ain't trying to knock what you're doing, but we got to bring some safety issues in place because we're tired of losing our children. We're tired of losing our families. Enough is enough. And so the only way to get through, I see, is through education, providing these people with the resources they need, the education that they need to be self-sufficient, to be able to afford the things that they can afford so that they don't go out here robbing and killing and taking other people's lives for it. You understand what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. Yeah. That's why I started the Shaquille Clark Foundation. It couldn't bring back my mother, my son, or my sister, but it can save another family from going through what I went through if we get out here. Like the young man that said on the stand that after he had killed my son, he said, oh, I didn't have this, I didn't have that. Well, guess what? I'm in that community now, and I have Mr. Chris and Ms. Tori and Ms. Groby. We're in that community, and we're making sure that these kids have these things, and not only the kids, but we're also going in and being effective with the parents. And we have a partner with the city councilmen. We are not playing no games. We're partnering with the city officials, everybody. We want to be a part of the change that we want to see. So we're going in and seeing what's needed. We're hearing what the parents have to say. We're hearing what the youth have to say. We're hearing what the councilmen have to say. We're hearing what the police have to say. So we're going in and we're going to make a way. We're going to bridge that gap of and bring some unity to everybody involved. We have to clean up these communities. The only way to do so is through education and resources.
Right, right. And in order to get those resources, we're going to need everybody's help that will be able and God has part of. We can't do it by ourselves, but if we all come together, partner together, and make things can happen, and that's the first thing that comes out of people's mouth. Oh, you ain't going to be able to stop no gun violence, no crime, no drugs. If you keep saying those things, no, you won't, because, you know, the things that come out of your mouth have power. If you just stand still and listen to God and let him direct your path, I'm telling you, if you save one family, you've accomplished something. You have done something. And that can continue to grow and continue to grow as you keep going, And if this like this young lady just said, if we come together and make this happen, it can be done. We know we're not Superman, but God is all power, and he needs people to be able to use. He needs people, human beings, to use to get things done. So we're praying that all the people that I'm looking at is listening right now. I'm praying very much so. I am praying that we all come together as one. We come together as one, and we be able to conquer all things if we just come together. And we have a page up right now. Our website is intact. I tell you, you can go to Melvina. I want you to tell them where they can go, and they can donate if they like, if they can come up with ideas, anything that they would like to do to help us to get the word out, they can go on the site and they can do it. Come on, Mel. Melvina?
Yes, ma'am.
Give them the website and tell them where they can donate.
You can go to the sclarkfoundation.org. We also have Cash App, which is for the Shaquille Clark Foundation, which is Melvina, well, money sign Melvina 1234.
Awesome,
and we also have a donation button that's on our website as well.
Right, on every page. So if you want to donate, you can go even to on our Facebook page and donate. You're able to donate. You're able to give. We take goods. We take services. We take cash. We take it all. So I'm just letting you know.
Cash is best.
If you have, that's the kind of fold. But we are
praying. You really want to make your impact felt? Send some money. I wish I had an
amen.
I appreciate
you, but you got one for me. Now, you know you got an amen from me. We got an amen from the Clark Foundation. Melvina Clark, I think we have some, I think they can't really hear a lot. We have some other people that's on the line. Do you have anything you would like to say, 818? Would you like to
amen.
Say anything?
Amen.
Praise
can you hear
God.
Me?
Yes, we did.
Can you hear me? Am I live on the radio with the one and only?
You are live. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in sunny Las Vegas. Our radio broadcast network goes out to 66 countries. Our total global listener audience is 1.5 million listeners. We have 300 members on the winning team. Our radio program is syndicated at 25 AM and FM radio markets. Now, I'm 40 years old, and I've been on this earth for 40 years. I've put together a program and a campaign called the Winning Team Global Connections Tour, Operation Brightside, working together, changing negatives into positives. We have four things of the tour: save the children, feed the hungry, peace in the streets, and Great Commission. Our overall goal and objective is to purchase 22 abandoned buildings in the top 22 markets, highest crime, highest violence, under 200,000 in population. We're going to go into these markets and we're going to hire the people within a 50-mile radius of the building that have felonies, that soft felonies. When I'm saying that felonies, we're not hiring murderers. But if somebody sold some dope or they stole a car, they bounced a check over $4,000 or $5,000, it's a felony. And some of the felonies, when you go to a corporate job, they won't open them up. So they don't actually look and see what happened with the felony. We're actually going into that situation. And the ones who have that's in the prison systems around the area of that abandoned building that we purchased, we're going to work with a prison reentry program. We have a lot of rappers and entertainers and major players, and we got Jared Joe Brown and a whole lot of other people really backing this act. But just like y'all said, not only do we need the resources, it's the human resource element. When you bring your resources, bring the right energy, but if we don't get on shows like this with synergy and put this wisdom out there like they used to do at the campfires, how that wisdom and that ancient wisdom was passed when they would get it and write it on the scribes and the scrolls. We have to get back to that. These podcasts are breaking history because the cloud never sleeps. It's up 365 days, 24/7, all day long. And we're getting information at the speed of light. And our kids, we don't have enough time. Back in the day, it was really love was drunk. You send them outside. We don't have that now. Our kids can go on the computer at any point in time and find anything they want. So us being parents, pastors, preachers, leaders, we have to work together. We have to get off from behind our pulpit, get off from behind our mics, and get out of ourselves and get into God and actually realize that it's going to be some people that's going to let us down. It's going to be some people that's going to disappoint us. There's going to be some people that you love that's going to hurt you and smack the fire you in front of your whole crew, and you got to smack them back. Now, as most pastors and priests turn the other cheek, but we can't keep turning the other cheek. I'm not going to sit here and keep watching my kids get shot. I'm not going to keep watching my women getting raped, and I'm definitely not going to keep watching my sister getting fucked up when they're trying to clock in so they can help another brother get out of jail. And so it's a sad situation, and it's a messed up cycle, but the only way to break the cycle is we have to work as a team. And what I mean by work is not hating on what we don't have, being effective with the limited resources. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I want to give Sister Chantel Clark my salute, my blessings. I didn't get a chance to get her direct number. I'm going to give out my direct number. If you could, sister, text me your email address. We need to get together because Atlanta is the new Hollywood. Tyler Perry.
Right. That's right. That's right. Now, are you in Atlanta?
I'm based in Las Vegas. I'm physically in Mesa, Arizona. They're building me a church from the ground up. Praise God. I've been pastoring for 10 years.
Okay. So you're in Arizona?
I'm finally. Yes, ma'am. I finally arrived. That's what I'm saying. Any of my winning team members, because I texted all my 300 winning teams, told them to come in. But I'm saying, we're hearing this show and hearing what y'all are doing, and us, one of the Twin Powers activated, and us bringing those resources from Vegas into Atlanta. That's a great day at the office. Atlanta want to go to Vegas. Vegas want to go to Atlanta. If you're in Atlanta, you want to be in Vegas. If you're in Vegas, you want to be in Atlanta. So we have to work.
Yeah.
We got it. I mean, I just love what y'all are doing. Shout out to the brother holding down the sisters in the background. Mad love and support. My direct line is 818-358-5722. That's 818-358-5722. I have an arm and brother, but he don't get in front of you when you want to come talk to me. I'm a real hands-on guy. I welcome all calls. I'm just like Jesus. Jesus sat with the sinners and saints, but he also sat with the officials. And when he got with the officials, he said, hey, this law ain't right. Here's your money, but
okay.
This law ain't right.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to be in touch. We'll be in touch with you. Sister right. Melvina? Melvina?
Yep, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay, did you get
here.
Pastor Don's info?
No, I didn't. It was breaking up. I could barely hear.
Okay. Well, I have his information. Pastor Don, she's going to be in contact because I have the information anyway to give to her.
Thank you so much. I'm right here on mute.
And you keep going, keep up with the good work, because we working on the same kind of team, and so we should be able to holler at you and partner with you, see what we can do, okay?
Hey, man, I'm right here, 100% right here. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Sister Melvina Clark, Tori.
Yes, ma'am.
And Tori Williams. Brother Chris.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Y'all keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Y'all keep up the good work doing what you're doing. And I believe that God is gonna move in the realm of the Holy Spirit with this organization. So y'all keep your head up, be strong. We're gonna go forward with God. So what nobody say, we're gonna make it.
Amen.
Say that.
Amen.
Thank you all for being on the broadcast. Thank you for being on the broadcast, and we will be seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. I tell you, Father Jesus, Spirit in the house, Fred Hammond in the house, right here. We're having a good time right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation say.
Father Jesus, Spirit, Fred Heaven in the house.
In the house.
In the house, in the house, Sister Vance is out of quiet. She ain't been saying too much of nothing. I'm telling you, we need you out there, Sister Vance. We need you on the forefront to help us get this foundation under control here. No, y'all don't need me because I'm telling you, I'm going to get mine. They, you know, I'm going to have to get mine. I mean, what does that mean? You're going to get yours. What's she talking about? She's going to get hers.
Get your what?
She done walked off. I don't know. She done walked off. She said she's going to get hers.
Well, hope she get whatever it is she's going to get.
But I tell you, this gun violence and domestic violence, crime, all this stuff is just, this is something that's going to continue to happen. But we just pull together and we can stop some of it. We can help, you know, just give them some education, give them something to do in the mind. I tell you, educate them on what they can be doing instead of trying to buy a gun. I'm looking at five people walking down the street, young people. Two of them got guns in their hand like they're carrying purses. This is just a casual stroll. They, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They weren't really, I don't think they were after anybody. This was a casual stroll.
Well, they were looking for trouble.
That's just how common this is. You know, of course, if you got the gun walking with it all out like that, yeah. Because if the police see you, he going to stop you.
Right.
And what you going to do, start shooting?
Well, as the old song say, if you can help somebody, and your living will not be in vain.
Somebody, if it ain't but one person, one family.
Yeah, if it ain't but one person, yeah.
You know.
You have done.
We know we can't stop all gun violence, all domestic violence, all the crime, because we got people doing stuff behind closed doors that we don't even know about. It's not in the mainstream media. So
yep,
you know we ain't gonna be able to do that. But in your community, where you live, where you shop, you know,
start
this
at home.
These are areas. Yeah, these are areas we're trying to bring down. You know, the gun violence and stuff. Because if you could do it in your neighborhood, then once you get that under control, maybe you can go to the neighborhood next door and help them get theirs under control. It's all about a barter and partner deal. Come together to do the best we can do. And that's all that we can ask for. And just like churches and anywhere else, it takes finances to get it done.
Yeah.
We always talk about the church, all they do is ask
for
money, but without money, they can't be on television. Without money, they can't have a nice building for you to sit up in, like a lot of y'all like to do, sit up in there for 30 years without doing anything. You need a place, you need lights on.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I learned a long time ago, salvation is free, ministry costs.
It does. Ministry costs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they
whatever
say
it may be.
It's a lot of people that just don't understand. You know what they say? God don't need no money. No. God don't need no money. They got that church up there, and they just want to ride around in there, and they Bentleys and they Mercedes. God don't need
I
no
stopped
money.
Worrying about that. Because you know those people that got that kind of stuff to say they not helping no way. So I don't even.
And they don't want to help. And don't want
stuff.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to. But there's people out there that really want to. Yeah, it's organizations, it's other foundations that really want to partner with somebody that's doing something to help do something in these communities to make it better for not only the adults but the children that's coming up can help it make it better for them. So when they get to be an adult. Oh, wait a minute now. I'm in this office and I just heard something. And I thought I went in here.
Lord have mercy.
I just had to throw that out. think it's about time to close for the day. Thank you all for coming out to the Glorious Gospel Vibe Show right here on Blog Talk Radio with Minister D and the Business Global Pope. Be here next week, same time, same place, right
same
here.
Same time.
Right here.
And
Sister
we
is gone,
are
we
out.
Really love her.
Well, I hope she's getting what she went for.
Cause you're up in our tone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. And you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.